O, klapa, to poslušaš?
O, ejma, ne vem, dobro si neko plato, ki avtomatično umuje smartič in zdaj čekiram, kaj sploh je to.
Ja, šit, sem slišal za to sceno. Ja.
Ma ja, dele, neko dele nabavo ta nov Rolandov hibrid Jared in se odločil, da bo sam s tem naredil plato. V bistvu, niti ni tako slabo, kot oni Irci pred časom.
Ja, ti je bilo pa dosti grozno, ja, fakt. Ampak dej, a mi lahko daš to ta novo plato tega modela z Rolandom?
Ma ja, lahko, ja, ampak, a imaš jabuk?
Ne, ne, nimam.
A fakt, ne, pa ti pa ne moram, ker me lahko še zatrajo. No, ampak sej, ba, ja gremo del zdaj na turnaja s to mašino, prija tudi nam.
O, basla, kjer sva štareca, šita.
Jep, vsak delovni dan v tednu, 9:05 jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent.
Današnjo svaštarnico bomo posvetili spominu na veliko vojno, prvi medčloveški konflikt na globalni ravni, katerega viharniški oblak se je sicer pomiril že davno 101 leto nazaj, a je njegove posledice moč občutiti še danes. Spominili se bomo skupaj z Matesom Bertelom, umetniškim vodjem mednarodnega in multidisciplinarnega projekta Confront, ki ga zaznamuje sodelovanje med glasbeniki in vizualnimi umetniki iz Belgije, Francije, Slovenije ter Severne Makedonije. Gre za projekt, s katerim sodelujoči skušajo v kombinaciji glasbe in vizuali ozavestiti slehernega Evropejca o skupni zapuščini prve svetovne vojne, ki je med drugim ustvarila tudi prvo obsežno begunsko krizo 20. stoletja v Evropi. Matesa smo na telefon dobili ravno, ko je bil s preostalimi člani projekta na poti v Slovenijo. Danes jih čaka nastop v kinogledališču Tolmin, jutri pa v ljubljanskem kinu Šiška. Najprej nam je Matis razložil, kako je do projekta Confront sploh prišlo.
How did it came to be? So it's a project of four clubs. One club in Skopje, Macedonia, one club in Slovenia, one French club and one Belgian club who fit together for making a project about war and refugees. The reason they choose these clubs was because they, if you see on the map of Europe, you have like a line of these countries, and this is the same line that the front line was of the First World War, but also the road that a lot of refugees took to come to Europe some years ago. So this is the reason why they chose these countries to work together.
Kaj poskušajo sodelujoči pri tem projektu oziroma audiovizualnem performansu doseči?
What we are doing, what we are trying to tell in our show, is we try to give the audience the emotion that they do that they are in a war situation themselves, or that they are a refugee themselves also. But it's not we don't want to give them an angry feeling or something. It's also like a feeling of hope and an emotional feeling. Like we work with like one big screen because it's a show with five musicians, three visual artists, and the live show we work with one big screen behind the musicians and three little screens in front of the musicians. So the audience really has the feeling that they're in the situation themselves, that they're not just only watching two screens, but because the images, the visuals are like all around in the venue. So people really have the feeling that they are in the situation themselves, and we just try to honor the emotion that the refugee has themselves while leaving their home or being in a war situation.
Projekt sestavljajo umetnice in umetniki iz štirih sodelujočih držav. Matis nam jih predstavi.
Okay, we are with two musicians. Martina is our drumster. Then we have Joanna who plays the guitars. They are from Macedonia. Then we have Sabo who plays the bass and who's going to sing in the show, and he's from Slovenia. We have also Nelly. She's also from Slovenia and she made some visuals. Then we have Koen who is from Belgium and plays keyboard. And from France we have a video artist called Louise. And Baptiste, who is doing a lot of live electronic stuff.
Nadalje smo Matesa povprašali, kje so do sedaj že igrali in kakšne so dosedanje izkušnje.
Okay, so we worked 1 year in the 4 different countries. So we worked, we did like 1 week in Macedonia, 1 week in Slovenia, 1 week in Belgium, 1 week in France. And then we played like 6 shows in Belgium and France already. It was really an intense and nice week, so it went very well, in fact. We played also for people who are refugees themselves, or also a lot for schools, and we played quite a lot of evening shows. Yeah, it was. So we were working already on this project for 1 year in 4 different countries, and now we play in all these countries the show again.
Poleg dokumentarnega filma in audiovizualnega performansa pa Confront promovira tudi namizno igro This is not a game. Predstavlja nam jo Marjam.
This is a heritage project and it's also about the First World War, about refugee stories from then and now. We try to make the link between past and present. We came up with the idea to translate an existing board game, which was created by our local government here in Flanders. It's called This Is Not a Game, and it's a board game where people who play it, for students and children, they can identify with 17 stories of refugees from like the 5th century until now. So people who fled Syria or Eritrea, for example. And thanks to Confront, we created an English and a French version of this board game and to be promoted in the different countries, which were part of the project. And we also added some stories. One of the stories is the story of Iva. She was a refugee in the Bosnian War. And she fled from Sarajevo to back to Slovenia. So it is also part of this game. We did that thanks to the help of our partners in Slovenia. So that was very nice. I hope we can promote this game because it's a good tool for young people to understand how it is to flee your country because of conflict or war. And it's still quite relevant, I think, these days.
Tako, po telefonu sta z nami govorila Matjes in Marjam, sodelujoča umetnika v projektu Confront. Projektu ste lahko priča danes v kinogledališču Tolmin ob 20. uri in jutri ob istem času v kinu Šiška. Mi pa se sedaj počasi prestavimo glasbeni noviteti iz naše male deželice.
Now, what's new?
Zasedba Ne se bat, ki se nam je nazadnje predstavila z albumom On, Ne se bat, Padam, L'espoir du succès, izdanem pri založbi Radio Študent pred 4 leti, je pred kratkim izdala nov EP z naslovom Pur Fragments, ki ga sestavljajo 4 novi komadi. Prisluhnimo 3. skladbi z EP-a z naslovom Pur Fragments of Good.
Never meant much. Isolated lights. Remember how you conduct. for fragments of goods. Your memories adopt. Together we shall fail. There must be dreams somewhere. There must be dreams somewhere. There must be dreams. Beneath the shade it was, straight west pureness cast, just sitting anywhere as every eye lights up. Through the storms we walked, chasing our own thoughts, our memories of love. There must be dreams. Dreams. Somewhere there must be dreams. Remember how you conduct.
Yeah, not going out, not staying in, just hanging around with my head in a spin. But there is no need to scream and shout. We're not going out. We are not going out.
Preverimo še današnje dogajanje na koncertnih odrih po Ljubljani in širše. Najprej treba omeniti, da bo čez slabo uro nekaj čez deseto pokalo v samem metru Radio Študent. Na današnjem afterpartiju bo muzicirala švicarska zasedba Zeperli Popet. V sklopu cikla Sozvočja sveta bo hostlo Celica ob 21. uri nastopila zasedba Uršula Ramoveš in Fantje z Jazbecove grape, ki bo poleg železnega materiala zaigrala tudi nekaj novega. Jala Jala na Metelkovi bo gostila skupino Flying Moon in Space iz Leipciga, ki se bo pri nas ustavila v sklopu njene evropske turneje. Vesoljska leteča luna naj bi se na dodar povzdignila ob 20. uri. V kinu Šiška se bomo, začenši ob 19. soočili s priljubljeno ameriško zasedbo POD ter prav tako znanimi Alien and Farm. Zasedbi pravkar skupno koncertirata na turneji po Evropi. Od 20 ure dalje se bo dogajalo tudi v javnem prostoru razvojnih umetnosti in kultur Osmoza, kjer bo v sklopu združenih koncertnih ciklov Freeforma in Freeforma AV nastopilo pet ustvarjavk. Robertina Šebjanič, Ida Hiršenfelder, Manja Ristič, Katja Oberlintner in Ina Puntar. Te bodo v različnih kombinacijah in solo nastopi poskrbele za pet trans zvočnih oziroma multimedijskih dogodkov.
punk metal zasedba Barking Jacqueline bo v Prulčku promovirala novo plato Over the Green Horizon.
Ti mi žiš?
Svaštarnico je pripravil Andraž Stropnik Andro.
Svaštarnica, jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.